Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Hey, we're so glad you're here, and welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. I'm your host, and I'm Dan Owens, and today it's Volume 5, Episode 85, and this one is called How to Fix What's Broken Fast, and I mean really fast. So let me open with this. If you're a manufacturer, distributor, a contractor, a rep group in chaos, or if you're invisible online or not training your team or losing leads, let's fix it. Let's fix it fast. And I kind of laid it out that way because I know a lot of you are going through the mid-year process, or at least I hope you are. So, you know, it's August, okay, or it's about to be August. You did a review of first half of the year, and talking to a lot of people out in the industry, a lot of people aren't hitting their numbers. You know, they're hitting some headwinds. So why is that? Today's episode is really for you. And I'm going to talk about my new book. A little shameless plug here, The Way Business Should Be. And I didn't write the book because I had it all figured out. I wrote it because I lived through the chaos and made it out on the other side. I'm going to talk more about that later. So this episode is for leaders, whether you're a business owner, C-suite, leadership group, you know, VP, director, managers who feel like they're running a business that runs them. Okay, so this episode is for you. It's not going to be very long, but I hope you enjoy. So here we go. Now, here's my quick story. Look, I used to be part of the problem, all right? Old playbook, outdated habits, using the same sales tactics from 1992. Does that sound familiar? No CRM, no digital presence, no structured training. I was just winging it. Well, then came the wake-up call. The systems that I worked in 20 years ago were costing leads, money, and really people. So I tore everything down and rebuilt everything. And that became the foundation for Platinum Business Consulting and the foundation for this book, The Way Business Should Be. Okay, so now I help companies just like yours do the same thing. I'm going to play a quick audio clip, and you're going to recognize this is from The Matrix. And I'm going to play this real quick, so listen up.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind.
All right. So that was Morpheus. Morpheus is talking to Neo, and he's telling him, hey, there's something wrong. You feel like there's something wrong. You're not sure what it is. Does that sound familiar? So that's kind of how your business is. And here's five signs that kind of tell you that, you know, your business might be in trouble. So the first one, and probably the biggest one by far that I run into and talk with customers and clients, is operational chaos. You feel like you're building the plane while trying to fly it, or trying to ride the bike while you're trying to repair it. Here's a stat from you, and this is from the Alternative Board 2023. 70% of small to medium-sized businesses report that poor internal processes are holding them back from growth. Okay, operational chaos, that's a big killer. We could help with that. Number two, no CRM or sales process. Now, I did several podcasts on that. You know, if it's in the CRM, it didn't happen. And again, I know a lot of you are going, oh, especially if you're frontline people, oh, CRM. Look, CRM is a tool and it helps track what you got going on. So look, if you're using sticky notes or memory or a yellow legal pad on Steve's desk next to the box of honey buns, look, if you're managing six-figure deals with that, you're in trouble. So companies without a CRM lose up to 79% of marketing leads due to poor follow-up, and the source of that is Salesforce. And I have found that to be true. All right, number three, no training. More specifically, no team training, no training on processes, no training on products or services. Just figure it out, or hey, we're just going to figure it out. That becomes the mantra. That becomes the default onboarding strategy and strategy to take care of problems. You know, we identify a problem. Oh, we're going to figure it out. But the problem is nobody figures it out. We need some training. According to Gallup, only 12% of employees strongly agree that their organization does a great job of onboarding and training. Wow, that's going to cost money. So poor training equals high turnover. The average cost to replace an employee in the construction or manufacturing sector is over $36,000, and that's according to SHRM. Wow, $36,000 is the cost to replace an employee. Wow, that's going to get expensive. All right, number four, online invisibility. Now, again, 20 years ago, not a big deal. Now it's very important. So look, you're great in person. You've got a great product, you got a great service, but you are invisible online. 97% of buyers start their search for B2B or business-to-business vendors online, okay? Most small manufacturers and contractors do not even show up on the first page of a Google search, and that's according to Google. So online visibility is something that you're missing out on, something we can help with that. Last one, losing leads or not tracking leads or following up. No tracking, no pipeline, no follow-up. 50% of sales go to the vendor who responds first, and the source of that is inside sales. Now, again, that's kind of related to the CRM, and one of the big problems I see is a lot of people are managing their pipeline through email, which is very difficult, or through text, or through an email that's not a company email, like someone has a Gmail address. That is problematic. The company should own that data. You should own your pipeline, and if you're not have a depository for it, it's an asset. Then you are missing, you're creating a bigger problem. Okay. All right. So that's the top five things that I'm seeing businesses having problems with right now. Okay. Now let's flip that. Let's flip to the dream state. So what does it look like if we start fixing all these things fast? Okay. Well, first of all, you have operational clarity and alignment. Everybody knows the mission. The processes are documented. Accountability is built in. Everyone is rowing in the right direction. Wouldn't that be great for a change? Number two, a CRM that works for you. Now, we deploy our Platinum Build Suite CRM, which was built for the building products or construction space. We do quote tracking, pipeline stages, follow-up alerts, and a lot more stuff. It is built for this industry, okay? And you don't have to figure out the tech. We've got the tech figured out. We'll have you up and running in 7 days, okay? So that easy. Number three, training that sticks. Behavior-based sales training, product training, discommunication training, and onboarding that actually builds a confident team and a competent team. You know, one of the things I say success formula is executing the basics flawlessly and making it easy for your customers to do business with you. Training helps with that. We also offer a LMS or learning management system portal that we could build for you. Again, we handle all the tech. We have over 50 business certifications that your people could get for upskilling and reskilling, and then we could put your training, whether we help you produce it or you have existing training, on that platform for all in one place, and it's mobile friendly, okay? And that's really cool. I'm really excited about that. All right, next one, digital visibility. Okay, we mentioned that before. We make you the best known in your market. Okay, organic social posts. We're not talking about paid ads, folks. You don't need to do a bunch of paid ads. If you have interesting and engaging social posts, people are going to find you. The algorithm will show your information to potential customers, okay? Reputation management and all that kind of stuff. Plus, if you don't have a website, we'll help you build it. Or if you need to tweak yours, let's update it. It's surprising how many websites that I go to in this industry, and at the very bottom, it says copyright 1999 or 2004. If your copyright doesn't say 2025 and your website is up to date, you are losing business, I promise you. All right, last one, lead flow and follow-up. Again, kind of related to CRM, but you know, from we actually could do AI chat agents on your website to capture more information 24/7. So every lead is captured, tracked, and nurtured through the CRM process, okay? Look, this isn't theory, okay? These are real results from real companies, many in the same place, in the same shoes you're in right now. We can help fix these issues for you, but we can't help you if we don't hear from you. So now I'm going to go into it to the offer here. Okay. You're like, okay, what's he selling? Well, I'm not really selling anything. You know, if I'm selling anything, it's hope. It's hope that we can make your business better. You can actually start enjoying your business again. Okay. And your people will be more engaged. Your people will be happy. Isn't that what it's about? You know, and that all results into more customers and more profit, you know, more sales and all that. So let's talk about my book. Okay. This is The Way Business Should Be. I wrote this book as kind of a field guide for owners and leaders who are tired of spinning their wheels. Now, how it came about, I was on a vacation with my wife. We were on a cruise ship a few years ago, about two and a half years ago. And what happened was the boat was recalibrating the compass. And it did like a 360. The whole boat spun around in the middle of the ocean, which was really cool. And I said, what are they doing? They said, hey, we are recalibrating our compass. And I thought, I just had an epiphany. I need to recalibrate my compass. What do I believe? What should drive me in my business in the business that my clients have every day. So I started writing down this manifesto, all these points. It just flowed out of me. It was like 30, 40 points. You know, I kind of narrowed it down to less than 30. And that's what I've got in this book. Okay, and that's why there's a compass on the cover. This is to help guide you. And so here's what I'm offering. Book a simple, no pressure call with me just to talk about your problems. You know, what's keeping you up at night? And there's a link below. So you click on that and there's a couple opportunities. You can either call me or actually there's a button you can click to book a call. Look, it's no sales pitch, no pressure, just a real conversation that's, you know, hopefully we can help fix what's broken. And everyone who books an appointment with me, again, it's, you know, we kind of have to have a real conversation. I'll send you a free signed copy of my book. Yeah, now that's a deal. That's a $29.99 value. No, I'm kidding. It's really an awesome book. And I'd love to send you a copy. Again, autographed, I'll personalize it. It's good information. And here's the thing. We're just not another consulting firm. I'm just not another consultant out there. I've been where you've been. Okay, I've gotten the call on a Friday afternoon from a contractor who says, "Where's my material? I got to be off the job site next week or there's liquidated damages. What are you going to do to help me?" Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real world, real industry experience because I get it. Okay, look, we're not a movement. You know, we're a tribe. We're people who understand what you're going through. And this is a second chance to build the business the way it should be. So again, can't help you if we don't hear from you. So reach out. There's a link below. Thanks for watching another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And lastly, keep building, keep it positive, and reach out to us because we want to help you. Anyway, until next time, we'll see you then. Bye.